This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Are NFL teams still incentivized to win? 713-572-4610. Appreciate you rocking with us on this Thursday. And I think this came up. I can't even remember who suggested. I think it was a Texans Monday, if memory serves. And John and Mark were kind of talking about the situation. I think it was after we learned that Anthony Richardson was not going to be the starter. I think that might have been how that came together.
Yeah.
And with that, people were talking about tanking for Arch Manning. Could the Colts possibly do that? And that we started having our own conversation, radio show about the radio show off air, mm-hmm. about the Colts tanking and could they tank for Arch? And of course that's complicated because Arch Manning, we're not even sure if he would come out this year or whatever for them to end up in that place. But regardless, it started making me think about, and maybe I just ended up as like old man shaking fist at cloud, mm-hmm. where I go, teams, there was a time in the NFL where teams did not aspire to be at the back end of the draft, or like the top of the draft, the back end of the league. Like, just the notion of tanking was so taboo and just something that people would not do.
Yeah.
And it's still, I think football is still the place where it's probably furthest away. Clearly, openly happens at the start of a season in the NBA, really openly happens in MLB at times. But football, it feels like it's more open or more closely, more happening compared to 10, 15, 20 years ago, where you could not imagine walking into a season where you can go into 32 locker rooms and ask them, what is the goal? And they didn't say to try and win a Super Bowl. Not most of them knew that they weren't going to win a Super Bowl that year, but that had to be the aspiration. And it feels like NFL teams, as we continue to move on and as money continues to tick up, are being less and less incentivized to win football games.
They are. They absolutely are less incentivized because ultimately, like, I think there's one thing that maybe sounds a little weird, but I really do feel this. Most NFL teams these days are not the passion projects that they were for the original owners. Most NFL teams, and we are very fortunate here. I mean, I was going to say most NFL teams were inherited, were passed down.
Mm-hmm.
So does that person have the same passion? And I actually looked up some original owners, like, obviously, Mark Davis, you know, is he Al Davis? Hell no. Al Davis would do anything he wanted to win.
Mark Davis was so passionate about that team. Yeah. He didn't even get in the way that some of these owners have gotten in. Mm-hmm. He was like a football guy.
Right.
And then was a partner in there, mm-hmm. and then did some shenanigans in order to get the primary partnership in order to make the decisions. And then off they were to the races. That's how much he cared about the football of it. But you talked about the vanity project of it. That's mm-hmm. one of the things I've always been interested in, because the money of this was, you weren't making money off of your football team, or even if you were, it's not the primary source of income. Your money was made in some other industry. Mm-hmm. And the NFL team is where you came to add a little bit of money, but then it was
your passion. It was, I want to win.
Passion. And
it was football. I love football.
It was there so you could say, I own a football team. And you're not saying I own a football team because they're bad. You're saying I own a football team because look at these winners that I have attached to myself. Right. And I am the owner of this.
Right.
I built this pretty much.
Yeah.
And that's my
brick. Brick.
That's one of my big points in terms of like how many owners, because that's ultimately what it comes down to, are truly incentivized to win, or they're like, man, we're making billions. Our organization is worth so much money, et cetera. Whereas the other guys, the original owners and women, in some cases, were all about I own this team. I'm proud of it. I want to win. I love football. So that's one part of it. They're also not incentivized to win. And you can argue this all you want, because they don't, even if you do have a passion for football, you're making a lot of money without having to do much.
Yeah, that's a part that's kind of, there's a lot of things that the modern era of sports brings us that make it so awesome, right? Mm-hmm. Like the ready availability of all the teams, right? Mm-hmm. You could be a fan of a team across the world,
yeah,
and get access to them and be able to know about your favorite players and know what's happening and watch them perform in a way that you couldn't in years and decades past. But there is something that about a team knowing, if we don't win in the next 3 years, we might have to shut this thing down.
Right.
You know?
But they don't.
No.
Yeah.
And not only that, it's not even that. It's as much as and many of these various owners might cry poor, mm-hmm, they have instances where they can make money without having to do anything. Hell, I was listening to the Braves. The Braves are owned by a company, and the COO, I remember, or CEO of that company, had said before this season that they had their powder dry and that they had a capability of, you know, doing whatever they wanted in order to make the team good, which, mm-hmm, obviously is a good thing. But also in saying that, he was kind of highlighting that the Braves kind of operate more as a real estate corporation than, mm-hmm, they do as a baseball team. Like they make all their money. They're going to be positive well before they deal with anything with the baseball team, mm-hmm, because of the real estate and they have there with Truist Park and the surrounding areas.
Yeah.
And so many teams are trying to move into that realm of all the real estate investments and the things that are around the team are where they're making so much money that it doesn't matter whether they win, lose, whatever happens with the team. Now, of course, you know, you can make more money, I imagine, by being good and having, you know, sales go up and those things. But the money of that now pales even in comparison to the land use and the development, mm-hmm, and those things, where how much are they forced to, like, you know, the things that make people move in our society, which is money and, you know, stockholder value and those types, yeah, of things. How much of that is actually linked to wins and losses?
No, you hit on the third reason that I feel most professional organizations, not just NFL teams, but NFL teams is what we're talking about here, are disincentivized to actually win. You have private equity firms, you have consortiums, you know, of various investors who just want a piece of an NFL, yeah, team to make money. They're going into it for an entirely different reason. They're going in to make money. And so, yeah, like what's the best example that we have of an NFL team, and we've talked about them a lot, being cheap?
Oh, the Bengals?
Yeah.
I've talked about the Bengals quite a bit.
You do know who the original owner of the Cincinnati Bengals was.
Was it Paul Brown?
Paul freaking Brown, who basically helped invent the NFL, you know, and wanted to win and everything else. Now the Bengals are like, why? What's the motivation? I mean, they can say, I forgot about that. That was one of Andy's best and worst moments.
That is one of the ways. Yeah. I mean, he knows this money, the revenue share, right, it's gonna keep coming in.
And why should I?
If I operate, yeah, and I'm cheap, we can make this work. It's one of the reasons why, as you mentioned, you were alluding to it, I am appreciative of Cal and Hannah and the ownership structure with the Texans, because it's clear they care about the city and they care about making sure that, you know, what's happening for the players and all the things that they need to, mm-hmm, be the best versions of themselves is there. But the fact of the matter is they do that obviously because they want their team to be good. And I imagine that reflects well on them. But that also, like, they do that somewhat out of the goodness of their heart. Like, I'm not here to just, like, big up the billionaires
or
whatever.
Well, I call it a passion project. It is a passion project.
Having that passion is not inherent anymore in, yeah, sports. And that kind of sucks, man. Because, yeah, ultimately, the people who suffer for that are the people for whom, like myself in the last segment, right, it ruins your day. It, mm-hmm, ruins your week when your team doesn't show up. And it's kind of sad that it feels like more now than ever, but thankfully not entirely across sports. It feels like the owners sometimes don't sit with you in that same passion.
Well, let's set the example here. You mentioned Arch Manning and tanking for Arch. We can say the Colts, we can say the Saints, whomever. Let's say the Saints tank, because it's probably more likely. They tank for the number one pick. They get Arch Manning. Now, they get a big financial benefit from it, but they don't get the whole financial benefit from it. The rest of the league gets it, too. You know, just jersey sales and TVs, you know, it's all shared. So you're not really, I mean, it'd be cool, you know, if you have that pride and a hometown guy comes back, et cetera, et cetera. That's all cool. But in terms of like being incentivized to win, we have to win or we won't make as much money. That's gone. That's just not the case.
Can I also throw in my quixotic mission to civilize that I always get out here on? And I know damn near nobody agrees with me on. The draft also kind of factors into this, doesn't it?
It does.
Right?
It does.
Inherently, you are rewarding teams for not being good, which mm-hmm. feels like something that we should not reward. Like if you want to be good, you should be able to recruit people in. And I think that would be some level of incentive. Hey, be good as an organization because you are going to need to recruit the talent that you
want.
But
even that doesn't work is my point. Like you're right, and I actually agree with you about the draft. I don't like the draft very often.
Yeah, but a lot of people enjoy it and everything.
That's a totally different topic. What I'm saying though is even though they're incentivizing these teams to, you know, to be good, it doesn't matter if you're not. Still going to get your cut. You know, you have the number one pick in the draft 10 straight years. You're still going to be making close to as much money as every other of the 31 teams.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, ultimately, that's kind of one of the oddities of this. And you have to hope that, you know, that teams and that, you know, organizations have that desire within themselves. They have a level of pride mm-hmm. and hopefully they're doing it for the city. Yeah. Like it feels like the Texans are, which thankfully they are. But, you know, you can end up in a wayward place for a decent amount of time. Like mm-hmm. some of these teams, if you just have an owner of low moral conscience or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, and that's why I'm really sickened by the Fishers of the world with the Athletics and the Mike Browns of the world with the Bengals. Like, that's what really sickens me because mm-hmm. I know they're making money hand over fist and there's nothing that makes them get to the place where they respect their fans and whatever
yeah.
to help them be the best versions of themselves. But yeah, I found that interesting when we were kind of having that conversation. I thought I'd bring it to air. Something else I'd like to bring to air, Lopez, is something that you saw. Mia O'Brien covers the Jaguars, and she also does some work for ESPN Radio. She bounces around a lot. But I saw this from her. James Gladstone, the Magnificent Gladstone, as we call him around these parts, is the general manager of the Jacksonville Jaguars. And mm-hmm. he said this yesterday about Tim Patrick, who is a wide receiver that they trade for him? Yeah, they traded for him before cutdown day. This is what they said about Tim Patrick, and tell me if this falls in line with what you believe or what we know about the Magnificent Gladstone. He says that he and Liam Cohen have been big fans of Tim Patrick from afar. Quote, he's intangibly rich. He brings something we don't currently have in the space. Close quote.
Just go work at some, you know, firm somewhere. He's intangibly rich. Can somebody explain what that means?
He's rich in intangibles.
Okay, maybe that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's got...
His spirit is rich.
He's got a rich spirit. He's brings something we don't currently have in the space.
I thought that was an interesting thing. Like, I get, all right, he's intangibly rich.
Why are you trying so hard to sound smart, though?
Because he's the Magnificent Gladstone.
Yeah.
Why would you throw the entirety rest of your organization and team under the bus that by too, trying yeah. to pump up Tim Patrick, man? Yeah. Nobody else got intangibles? None of them other. So Travis Hunter, who's supposed to get out here and change the whole damn league,
yeah.
he not rich in intangibles, huh? Is that what you're telling me?
He's Magnificent intangibly Gladstone? Rich.
Trevor
Just
Lawrence.
Talk.
He
has an amazing heart.
If you go to the intangible ATM, Trevor Lawrence, he might have insufficient intangibles. You know what I mean? Like, it might not be.
Funds are low?
Yeah, the intangibles are a little insufficient when you get there. Why is he like this?
I don't know. He tries way too hard. Way, way, way too hard. I'm back on the don't worry about the Jaguars wagon.
That's all it takes?
Yeah, I'm back on it. Don't worry about it.
He's back on it. Yeah. Your Astros have started out there at Daikin Park. And what is a rubber game versus the Rockies? Jason Alexander.
Cy Alexander.
Cy Alexander is what we're going with? Is that what we're doing already?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Summer of George continues. He's already gotten through the top of the first, and your Astros are at bat in the bottom of the first as well. All right. It's still 0-0, by the way. In loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, it's about the time where we hand things over to Figgy Fig for the mixtape. What you got, man?
Yeah, so my good friend Nick Russo from 100.3 The Bull, he is 100% responsible for a conversation that happened on the drive with Sterner and Hughley yesterday, and my wife was really disgusted over this.
Disgusted?
Disgusted.
Oh, my goodness. All right, so would you like to be disgusted right now? Let's do that next.
Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This is the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Thursday. Happy Thursday to everyone out there. Salute to everybody that's listening to the show on the Odyssey app. We got people on the YouTube and Twitch chats. Salute to y'all. Salute to everybody on the iHeartRadio app. Yep, we over there too. And salute to
What are you shaking your head at?
I'm listening.
He's giving salutes.
I'm listening. Yeah. I'm listening.
And then salute to everybody that's listening the old school way.
Okay.
On the AM stations.
Good.
I've actually had to turn to the AM stick myself. I'm in a rental car right now. And I didn't realize it didn't have the HD radio. And I was like, oh, okay. AM got, they going to hold me down. I appreciate the AM as well.
Yeah, salute to all the people listening on the AM station, which I was yesterday. I was on my way home.
Mm-hmm.
And I turned it on the drive with Sterner and Hughley. And it kind of got a little crazy, man. So here is Clint, Ron, and T-Mill on the drive yesterday. And they brought up Nick Russo.
Okay.
And now for a little backstory, I want to paint the picture right. So y'all are in the studio together.
Correct.
And it's a nice little glass window right there.
Yeah.
Where you see people walking by all the time. Sometimes I feel like
we're animals in a zoo.
Yep. Sometimes they tap on the glass and wave and we have no idea who that is.
That's right.
So a lot of that's going on. And apparently Nick Russo was sprinting down the hallway for some reason. Mm-hmm. I don't know what happened. And here was the reaction from Ron seeing Nick Russo running down the hall.
My God, what in the hell got into Nick Russo?
Must have been up against that clock, baby. Oh, the old bull down there. He must have been up against that clock.
Oh, music was he moving quick? Oh, my God, he ran through like he had to pee, boy.
Pulled a hammy.
Is there something to the, hey, man, your bladder can feel you closer, getting closer to the toilet, and you have to go more once you get closer to the toilet? It is
maybe
weird. When I got to pee really bad, like I just had to in this break, and I was good, But it was like my bladder felt and knew that the toilet was within distance, and I almost didn't make it. Most of the time, it happens the closer I get to it.
It's like prairie dogging, too.
I'm not going to lie to you. I remember, boy, I got off.
Turtle head.
I got off in the at the airport in Atlanta, and I had to pinch it before I got to it.
Almighty.
I had to reach in there and pinch it. It was about to come out.
Oh, you pinching your piece. I had to pinch one off.
No, I had to. I had to pinch. I've had to pinch before I got there. And I must have maybe shot at a fella, but but I made it there.
I'm in the car like, what is going on? And this is all Dick Russo's fault for sprinting down the hallway. He probably wasn't even going to the bathroom.
There's no way he was, because one thing that we be forgetting is we talk all the time. On the music stations, all you got to do is play a song.
Put a long song on.
And then you good.
Man, maybe the station was off the air or something, and he had to hurry up and run and put one of the pots up or something like that. But that wasn't all, man. That wasn't all.
Oh, there's more?
They kept going. And by the way, this whole conversation was about, they spent 6 minutes talking about this. But here's where it got to get crazy. And this is where my wife kind of stepped in.
I know y'all find this hard to believe, but right along the lines of my running out of gas, I pushed the limits on the old bowel movements.
Oh, God.
What?
Nicholas is the king.
I don't play bingo with my draws, but nothing like that. But I do.
Well, I don't anymore after I've told that story. That time I got Cavalier with that fart in the press box.
That'll do it.
Had to throw them draws in the trash.
I mean, I actually decided to risk it the other day, boys. I bought me a pair of white underwear.
Oh, God. No, you didn't. You got some white draws?
I got some white, one pair.
You didn't get no bikini draws like John McClane, did you?
Same Nikes. Same Nikes that I always get. I just accidentally picked up a pack that had, instead of all blacks, it was a black pair, a gray pair, and a white pair. Man. First time, I was clear. First time, no nut. I was good. I mean, I was proud of myself. I told my wife about it. I was like, babe, this is good stuff.
Oh, my God.
The second time, boys, it was not the cramps. It was the old evening itch. I reached around there and got it. Had a nice little itch going on, scratched.
That happens.
Mm, I said, boy, them white draws got me. Yeah. I had to go right back to now. I'm super selective when I'm wearing my white ones.
Yeah, you
better. Old skid mark Stern.
Hey, I almost got real nasty. I'm laughing so hard because I almost got real nasty with you two idiots today. I set out and took my morning dump this morning.
What's going on?
And I put up and them draws down, and I'm at the house. I go down to the angle.
You just fix take a picture.
Hey, Doc, I had these blue Hanes. These light Carolina blue Hanes. I looked down, baby, it was a hole. Oh,
that's actually the least surprising.
It's a patchwork.
As big as a damn softball. I almost pulled my phone out and took a picture.
What? They were going on for about 6 to 8 minutes talking about dumps and all that type of stuff.
I feel like some of this with Sterner is... And correct me if I'm wrong, because you've actually had children. I have not, although my little brothers, I was older while they were really young, so I got a little bit of this effect, but not to the same degree. I feel like when you're around that time where kids are dealing with a lot of that stuff, it makes you a little bit more loose talking about, well, that's not what I was, you know what, I'm just going to stop.
Yes, I see what you did.
I'm just going to stop there.
Yes, but that show...
They are very obsessed with poop.
What is the percentage of bodily function discussions that they have versus the entirety of the rest of the station?
Hell, the rest of the company.
Like the percentage. The rest of the company.
I put that against everybody on the floor.
They got to be at 175% compared to the other shows the station. So 175.
So 100 to 1? For every one that the rest of the station... has about bodily functions like that particular versus them, is it 100 to 1?
Ooh,
50?
Maybe if we're talking about like individual moments, like this. I mean, they got a good 50 in right there. Yeah. It felt like,
hey, they're comfortable with each other.
100%.
Yeah. So I was sitting here, I was chopping this audio up this morning to try to make it, you know, shorter than I don't think nobody want to hear the whole 6 minutes of this.
That wasn't the 6 minutes?
No, that was not the 6 minutes.
Man,
no.
It felt like it.
Nah, but they, my wife was sitting there, her jaw hit the ground.
I guess so.
Like, are they, oh my, she's like, are they really talking about
this? That's right.
to the point I think she told me, she's like, I don't even know if I can look at them the same now.
Well, the one part that got me is that my guy Clint said he got a scratch, and then all of a sudden I'm like, hey, it's over. Do I need to get you a bidet? They're like, we need to clean up a little bit better, big dog. Like, that shouldn't be a concern.
Yeah, so I was like, damn. But that's the type of fun you get on the drive, and salute Nick Russo.
He caused all that.
I'm putting the blame on Nick Russo.
Are you saying salute? Yeah, salute or blame?
Yeah, I'm putting the blame on Nick Russo for that. But salute to the boys on the drive. They'll be up in like 30 minutes.
That's right. And so I need them to go and get their bowel movements handled right now.
Hey, they might have the conversation around 155 with y'all. So I dip out by that time. All right, it's the Mixtape and the Loop, Sports Radio 610, Figgy holding it down on a Thursday. I want to ask you this, Lopez, because you're the one with the kids, and I'm sure you had to go through stages where you had to help the kids with the homework and all that. So it's a lady on TikTok that's kind of going viral, and it's a lot of mixed reviews on this, but it's a lady by the name of Lottie. She's from Arizona. She confessed on TikTok that she occasionally completes her children's homework when they become too frustrated or tired. And she said while she empathized that her kids generally handle most of their assignments independently and perform well in school, she admit to stepping in whenever they focus starts to go all over the place. And a lot of people was getting pushback on this. It was kind of mixed.
Mm-hmm.
But where do you stand? Have you ever helped your kid just do your kids' homework? Go over there. I got it.
I think this is a great question. Great topic. I've finished it for them, but you've got to at least, hey, it's 10:30 at night and they're getting up early and I got to work. I've finished it for them, but not regularly, because I always started out with like trying to get, well, back in the day, you know, they're adults now, but trying to get them to understand what is happening, the concept, the routine, what the lesson is. And then, like I said, sometimes when it got late, I was like, just go to bed. Done it. Dude, finished it. But not a lot.
What kind of homework was it?
I don't remember, but not very often. But I think most parents could probably empathize with that. But you want them to do it, but sometimes it's just like, all right, I think you got this. Let's just finish it, and you can work on it tomorrow.
How old are the children we're talking about here again, Dan?
Did you say?
I apologize if I missed that.
Let me check and see. They did not say. They did not say how old they were. I do think that kind of matters, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it's like high school or something like that,
yeah, that's different.
Yeah,
mine was like I ain't doing late that elementary, say fourth through sixth grade, you know, something like that. There was one famous one they had to do one of those. I don't know what they're called, but where you drop like a marble on the top of this structure that they built, and it has to go through.
Oh, like a Rube Goldberg machine.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Why do I remember that?
Yeah,
I
actually had fun doing that because I never did that when I was in school. Like helping them with it, yeah.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Oh, so you was out here having fun instead of letting your babies learn. Of course, I can't knock you.
What if we put a ramp here?
Because you've got lawyers and everything. Yeah. Like they you end up winning.
Oh, they all did great, man.
Yeah. So I can't even make fun of you for it. Damn it. I guess at a certain age, because I also, my natural inclination is like, no, you shouldn't do that. But I know we all kind of cut corners in places that we shouldn't. A lot of times.
Especially around bedtime.
But so I feel like just once you get to a certain age, they're gonna have to take these zeros or whatever in these grades and then learn the consequences of it. But I guess early on, you can't fight all those battles.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's true.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
All right, I'll get you guys out of here on this. I got two stories right here. I'm going to let y'all pick which one y'all want me to roll with, and I'll just say the other one for Friday.
Okay.
So I got a story about a dirty grandpa. Not dirty in a way, but kind of a slime ball dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Probably need to go to prison.
Oh, my dirty. Gosh.
Wow, prison?
Probably so, for what
Goodness
he did.
Goodness gracious.
And then I got a story about the deadbeat dad.
I want to hear the prison. Probably should go to prison. What do you want to hear?
The dirty grandpa?
Yeah.
Reggie, which one you want to hear?
I guess that one.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, actually, no, but yeah.
Okay, so I go with this one. And this is about a guy who's pretty much a chairman of a North Carolina County Board elections,
mm-hmm.
who was charged with allegedly drugging ice cream with cocaine.
Oh, my God.
What?
Just into our newsroom, court documents show a Surrey County Board of Elections chairman was arrested after allegedly putting drugs into his granddaughter's Dairy Queen blizzards. What? Police say 66-year-old James Yokely flagged down an officer after his granddaughters found pills in their ice cream. But then investigators say surveillance video showed he was the one who put the pills there. Police say the pills tested positive for illegal narcotics. Investigators confirmed the children did not ingest the pills. Yokely is now charged with food contamination and felony child abuse.
I'm tired of this, Grandpa.
That's too damn bad.
Yeah, I don't know how that ended part got there, but
I don't wonder.
Yeah.
Now I want to hear the
other cocaine in the ice cream.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Straight to jail.
That's just horrible.
Directly straight to jail.
Yeah. Don't collect $200.
Was he just trying to like sue or something? Like they did it, you know, how people do that sometimes. Oh, there's a roach in my food, and they put it in there.
I don't know what he was trying to do, but what are you doing, man?
Yeah, straight to jail.
Yeah, you shouldn't do that to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But your grand, think about the babies.
Good
what
gracious.
You doing, man?
Yeah.
Like, this is because, you know, at Halloween, people, oh, man, don't let the kids eat everything. Because they might, and I'm always like, who are these people that are taking the money that they spent
on these narcotics
mm-hmm. and putting them in the candy? And I'm like, apparently this guy.
Yeah, that's the first thing I thought about, because we used to always be careful. Halloween, they're going to be putting.
Oh, everybody.
They're going to put crack in the Reese's Pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, man, who is wasting money by doing that?
Yeah.
But apparently you got fools like this, and he definitely should go to jail for this.
Yeah.
This is wild, man.
That is unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, you can't. Yeah, straight to jail. I'm sorry. That's all I got. I wish I had more for you.
Yeah.
I can't. No, I can't abide that.
I will say the story for tomorrow about the deadbeat dad.
All right.
Who faked his death.
I hope it's better.
I'm like, yeah, I was like, I kind of need to
I have higher hopes for that.
I need to juxtapose these guys because what did you, and he's the grand, what was he planning to get out of this?
Exactly.
I have no idea, man. Like, it's one thing to just be doing it for a random kid or something. Like, mm-hmm. you're doing it to your own grandbaby?
Exactly.
Yeah. I do love that B. Scott, a number of hours later, about an hour later from our confessions text, If I have no sympathy. If your clothes lock the door.
Talk about Figgy.
Talk about Figgy showing up at one. So if you missed it, and I'll mention this real quick before we go to break. Figgy, yesterday you said?
Yeah, it was actually this weekend. It was Saturday night. It was around 11:22-ish. I just got back from Galveston working an event. And I said, you know what, Wingstop, let me run over here and get some Wingstop. And walked in, they looked at me like I had three heads. And all the chairs was up, and you could tell they was cleaning up. And she said, hey, did you order on the app? I said, no, I just walked in. Said, oh, I'm sorry, we're not taking any more orders now. We stopped taking orders at 11.
And Beast got like, the hell you did.
No, I kind of feel like if you close, you got to close the doors. Yeah, unless you're wasted on somebody to come pick up the order, app order or something like that.
Right.
Just lock the door, man.
Yeah, got to do that. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we get ready to hand things over to the fellas to drive. But before we get there, a couple of people have started putting out or have talked about their predictions for what the Texans will have, their record will look like. Are they hating? Let's talk about it next. You know how Lopez, when you are not paying attention to something, then you look at it and you feel like you kind of make something happen.
Jinxed it?
Yeah, I guess in a way. I was thinking more of Schrodinger, but I felt like that might be a weird reference to make here. I feel like that's what just what happened with the Astros. They're up 3-0. Shout out to Altuve going yard. Shout out to Christian Walker going yard.
T-balled one.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. That's happened thus far. But also the bigger thing, and I mentioned Christian Walker went yard, but the bigger thing has been Jason Alexander on the mound. Which, up until I started watching super intently and just like staring at it, he had faced the minimum, 6 up, 6 down, 5 strikeouts. Mm-hmm. And then I start watching, and now there's a base knock, and then I think another one. Oh. So I'm going to stop looking at the television.
Don't watch.
I'm just going to let you know. I'm going to stop doing that for the sake. I don't believe that I have any power here, but just in case. Just in case. It's been a fun show today. Appreciate you rocking with us to this point. But I want to know, Lopez, if you think that they hating. They being...
They being them,
yes, but specifically a couple of folks that write for NFL.com, including Adam Rank and Ali Bonpuri, mm-hmm. who they went and predicted every game of the 2025 season.
Oh, yeah.
Every single game, which again, I could go through all 178,000 of them. I don't think that's that many, but I could also just focus on how that shows up for the Houston Texans and what they believe for your Texans. Mm-hmm. I would like to focus more on Adam Rank because I feel like it'd be more fun to bang on him and the way that he looks at this. So roll with me as I give you Adam Rank's wins and losses for your Houston Texans this year. And stop me when you feel like he's hating.
Okay.
Because I'm going to tell you right now.
Because he is going to be hating.
I do believe he is hating.
Okay.
But this is the wins and loss as Adam Ranks sees mm-hmm. this Houston Texans season. Starting with week one at the Los Angeles Rams, a loss for your Houston Texans, according to Adam Rank.
I don't think that's necessarily hating.
Okay.
Yeah.
Monday Night Football versus the Bucs in week two, a win, according to Adam Rank.
Okay, I'm with you.
All right, very good. 1-1, headed into week three, where you return home and host the Jaguars. Adam Rank believes that the Jaguars get a victory.
Hater.
There it is. We got 3 weeks in. All right. I could speed it up now. Yeah. Now that we've seen the hate in week three, he has the Texans as 1-2. One and three because he has them losing against the Titans. Or sorry, at the Jaguars, then home against the Titans. Mm-hmm. He has them losing both of those games.
Oh, wow.
Both those division games. Actually, you know what? Mm-hmm. How about we go to 1-4? Because he has them losing against the Ravens, which I don't think people will be too Dang. Upset. But he has the Texans as 1-5. At the break in weeks, what would have to happen in your mind for a Texans team to be 1-5 at
one
the break?
1-4.
Or 1-4, rather. Yeah. Yes, thank you. 1 out of the 5 games.
What would have to happen? I mean, just some sort of complete, you know, breakdown in one key element.
It got to be some injuries,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, injuries.
It got to be some crazy injuries.
Or just, the line all of a sudden is awful, you know, back to last year.
And then
year.
Losing to the Titans and the Jags?
Yes.
Damn.
Yeah.
It got to be some type of CJ injury or something like that. Yeah. Man.
All right. So weeks 7 through 12, let me see if you believe this to be redemption because you got the Seahawks week 7 on a Monday night, win. Niners at home, win. Broncos at home, win. Jaguars at home, win. Titans on the road, win. Bills on a Thursday night, win. So he has a 6-game win streak for your Houston Texans in the middle of the season.
Was he Is he trying too hard, or was he on those gummies that you took when you were in college? Or what's going on?
I'm glad you brought that up. I need to get the.
See, why are you reminding him of stuff?
Let me see if I could call somebody who can find that.
Yeah, because that's. I think he's just trying too hard, like overthinking it. I know people won't expect a 1-4 start and 6 straight wins.
So he has a 7-4 team at this point. Yeah. All right, let's see. So maybe no longer Hayden.
Mm-hmm.
At the Colts in Week 13, loss.
Mm-hmm.
At the Chiefs on a Sunday Night Football, loss. Hosting the Arizona Cardinals, loss.
See, right, he's, man. Yeah, he's, man. Yeah, he's just.
So he ultimately finishes with win versus the Raiders, loss at the Chargers, loss at the Colts. Yes, he has you being swept by the Indianapolis Colts as it stands right now, being led by Daniel Jones.
So what is that, 9 wins?
8-9 record.
Oh, my gosh.
By Adam Rank of NFL.com.
Is there any, like, explanation, or he's just running it?
I mean, there's not really there's not a good explanation on his side. He does not have an explanation written. It is written mm-hmm. by the other gentleman who has it as a 10-7 record, which I think is a lot more, I guess, believable
mm-hmm.
in a possibility or plausible for the Texans. I can't. All right, what would have to happen in your mind for an 8-9 record for the Texans? Because it feels like it's within the realm of possibility, but it just feels like such a pessimistic view of it, though.
I mean, healthy, it's. I don't even think it's in the realm of possibility.
Really? Okay.
A healthy squad, there's some bad teams they're going to play. There's some really good ones. But
I would say the offense got to be worse than what Bobby Slowick had.
And that's the thing, is a lot of Texas mm-hmm. fans have resigned themselves to, I don't know what it looks like, but it's got to be better than last year. And the more that keeps coming out about the way that they operated with Bobby, I mean, it's so difficult for you to end up in a place where, you know, that offense looks worse.
No, I think, you know, if you stay healthy, which of course we know there's going to be, you know, hopefully just small injuries here and there, but if you stay largely healthy, this is not an 8-8 wins team. It's just not. Because other teams are going to have their issues as well, and you're just frankly better than some of those other teams, and we know about the defense, et cetera. I think what would have to happen, I think this would have to be like Nick Caley is in over his head. The offensive line is not what we thought it would be. The running game is falling apart. It would have to be just like something drastic, you know, even aside from the injuries. You know, Nick Chubb, oh boy, what happened to him? You know, oh, the rookie's not coming along. Damian Pierce, same old Damian Pierce. It would have to be something, you know, drastic like that.
From the 713, so who does he think is going to win the AFC South? I take you to Adam Rank's view of the Indianapolis Colts. He has them, mind you, a team that he says is going to beat the Texans twice this year, winning 5 games.
Oh my gosh.
He has the Jacksonville Jaguars winning 6 games. And he has the Tennessee Titans.
Oh, here we go.
Winning 7 games. He has the Texans winning the division at
8-9.
Oh, I thought he was all about the Titans.
I don't understand how this happens.
He got a little cocaine in this blizzard.
Yeah.
Man.
How do you get here?
How do you get there?
Or he must be thinking about the NFC South.
So he just thinks the AFC South is garbage.
That's ultimately where a 5, 6, 7, and 8. He's got a nice win flush for the AFC South, or win straight rather, in there between 5 and 8. He has them being the, what year was that the Seahawks won? 7-9 and went to the playoffs.
Yeah,
that's what he had.
Beast mode game, yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't that it, right?
I think so.
I think it was the beast mode year, yeah.
No, that was Sean Alexander that year still. Like, was that it?
This wasn't the Legion of Boom Seahawks. This was, no, they were 7-9 during that time.
But, okay, so this gets me thinking, if you end up with a worst-case scenario with the Texans, what does it look like? Because I think best-case scenario, what's the high end for you if things go well?
I'm thinking 12.
12 at the highest?
Yeah, at the very, very highest. And I said they're not an 8-win team. I think worst case is 9 or 10.
Really? Yeah. So you're like, there's not a huge window in your mind for what happens here.
Yeah. No, I think, you know, they are what, you know, they've shown that they're a 10-win team.
If I'm going to get maximum hopeful, I think I could also get to 12. That defense is so damn good.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe like 7 would be the absolute, like if it's just an abysmal, but I it would have to be a lot of things, and you'd mentioned the injuries would have to happen. But again, this team has been relatively deep also with the way they've built it, so it would have to be an absolute mess.
Yeah.
Somebody said Adam Rank has lost all credibility if he had any. Yeah, probably. An 8-win. He was predicting 8 wins at 2010 Seahawks, according to
eight Seth wins and winning the division.
Was the beast mode game.
Yeah.
Yeah, 8 wins and winning the division. What a wild year. I don't want to live in his universe. That's the one thing I'll tell you. A universe that I always want to live in is one that has these two fine gentlemen that I'm looking across from. Courtesy of D&M Auto Leasing. It is the fellas of the drive. Today, it is Ron, the show, Hughley, and Brandon Scott. What's happening, gentlemen?
That's good. I appreciate that. No, I'm fine. Fresh hair.
Fine with what?
Said these two fine people. I know you're talking about my
head. He took it in a different direction. I understood the context of fine people.
Yeah.
Ron immediately went to
I understood.
Big sexy.
I gave the other meaning of it. Look,
gotta
I'm
love
glad.
He's got the confidence of a cornerback.
I'm glad. Hell yeah. Forget about it. I might get beat a few times, but let's go. Figgy, I'm glad you stayed with us. A couple of things, Figgy. I did see your message. Real, I apologize. I was busy. Real a-hole move. But I did talk to my barber today, let him know about you. Went ahead and said, hey,
I made an appointment already for the other barbershop.
Wow.
Today,
just
after
told
the show.
About it. My fault. But I did tell you about it. I mean, my man Figgy hit me up. Hey, man, what's your barber's name? I can't remember where I was, but I never got it back around to it.
Yeah.
Two, I'm so disappointed in you, Figgy.
Oh, wow.
Oh, whoa.
I would have raised all hell
in that
wing stop. Yeah. Oh, the hell with all of them. Are you serious? And you ain't being a Karen for that. 11-22?
11-22?
11-22?
I looked at the time. I marked it down. I'm like, all right. So
you were eligible to sit your ass down and eat and get multiple refills of your drink. 11-22? Come on, man. I would have had all them damn kids' job. No, the hell with that.
Yeah.
Listen, y'all can mumble talk and be rude all you want and act like y'all haven't gone through any training. I can deal with that. Don't you have them doors open at 11-22 and I'm trying to get some wings. No, oh, we got to clean the grills. No, that's your damn job. Right.
No, you would have thought I walked in at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
Your show don't end at 1-22.
It depends on the day.
No, hell with that. No, I know you're better than that, John. Your show, you ain't walking up out of here. You ain't getting up out of here and just saying, man. Hey, man, phone lines.
No,
bad,
I get
guys.
It.
Text line's done.
Yeah, dude.
Text line's done. Nah, hell with that. You should have raised hell.
Y'all had my blood boiling during this segment. Because I've got what I have no sympathy for is the gray area between open and closed.
Damn gray.
Yeah. Like to me, you are either open,
or
you're closed. If you want to close early and clean, I can't tell you when to close. Yeah. I don't get to tell you when to open and when to close. But lock the door and shut off that open sign and let somebody know that you're closed. If the door is open
and
the open sign is on, are you open or are you closed? How you going to do business and the customer feels uncomfortable?
Dog, it was 11-22, man.
Figgy up here talking about, I wouldn't.
Well, and I'm not with the sympathy for it. Like the store close or the restaurant closes at midnight and we want to get off it. Sometimes you work until that doesn't mean your shift is over at midnight. Your shift might be over at 1. That don't have nothing to do with the customer.
Yeah.
If you want to close early, just close early.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.